I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hi, this is Megan Segura and Eric J. Mack from the Daily Dish podcast.
So Andy's going to be spending time with his brand new baby boy, Benjamin. So we're here to introduce today's episode of Watch What Happens and also let you guys know that it's going to be going dark next week. But not to worry, you can check out our podcast, The Daily Dish.
But for now, enjoy this interview with Kyle Richards, Teddy Mellencamp Arroyave, and Lisa Rinna.
I'm back with the Beverly Hillers to see who's fighting and who got fillers. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kyle Richards, Lisa Rinna, and Teddy Mellencamp now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in our Los Angeles Bravo Clubhouse. Just a few days away from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiere with three women who carry diamonds even when things are a little rough. It is Beverly Hills Housewives Kyle Richards, Lisa Rinna, and Teddy Mellencamp. Great to see you three.
Nice to see you.
Gorgeous. Rinna, I'm into that hairdo.
Do you like it?
I love it.
I like it a lot.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
It's great.
It's been fun.
Yeah, good.
You've been really shaking it up a lot lately.
You know, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Wow, you're engaging, Rinna.
I am engaged. Yes. Oh, honey, you have no idea how much I've engaged.
Oh, good. We like an engaged Lisa Rinna. Over at the bar, they may be one of my guests offspring, but tonight they are mixing up cocktails until we all spring off our chairs. Say hi to Kyle's daughters, Farrah and Alexia.
Yay!
Hi, Farrah and Alexia. Give me the quick update. So, Farrah, what are you up to these days?
I'm still doing real estate at
you
the
are.
Agency. Yeah, with Mauricio. Now been since we started, so eight years.
What about you, Alexia?
I just started at the agency, so I'm your next agent.
Wow! Oh my God! Spinoff alert! everyone freaked out about the Super Tease. I mean, I'm so excited. The show premieres next week, and are you guys ready?
I'm really nervous. I feel very anxious.
Oh, I'm very casual, can't you tell?
Yes.
I can't wait.
Right.
I can't wait.
Yes.
I think it's like two seasons in one.
Good. Yeah, it kind of is, actually.
It's really wild ride.
Yes.
It's nonstop.
Well, the Beverly Hills ladies put down their diamonds to answer your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, we are, as I said, just 5 days away from the season 9 premiere of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm so excited that I'm about to start hopping like a bunny in cellophane.
Oh,
there it is. We brought it, Rinna. We brought it.
Made the trip. I love that.
Yes. So here's what I have a speed round of spoiler questions about the upcoming season, okay? Who gets into the most fights this season, would you say?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one, all of us.
All of us.
It's really a tie.
Wow. Who is the biggest pot stirrer, would you say, this season?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like stirring the pot. Stuff was just happening, and obviously a lot of it.
Some people were just being very honest.
And
okay.
So, yeah.
I always do my fair share.
What's your favorite thing about having Denise Richards in the group?
Her snacks.
I mean, she has been very entertaining, I have to say. Like, I didn't know her well, and she came in and really had us on the floor laughing a lot.
She is such a good time. She's a legend. I'm going to say that right now.
The shock value is, it's just every night, you're like, what?
In the trailer, when LVP says, I'm not going to say what an effing bitch she was, to whom was she referring?
Well, none of us know, but I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say it's probably going to be me.
Right.
I mean, I was kicked out of her house.
Who threw the best parties or trips this season?
You did.
You did.
Kyle did.
Kyle.
In the trailer, Camille yells, let's figure out who the mean girl really is. In your opinion, who's the biggest mean girl this season?
Well, I think that, I don't know if mean girl's the right way, but right word, but obviously we had an issue with Lisa Vanderpump, and so I don't think anybody was mean. That's not the right word, but that's been the heart of what's happened between all of us that caused a lot of the problems, the main problems.
All right, thank you very much, ladies. Second, every single Beverly Hills housewife is guilty of making at least one mistake or two, but which ones have, as Rinna would say, owned it, and which haven't even rented it? Here's what it's time for. Have they owned it, baby? I'm going to show you a past indiscretion by one of your fellow Beverly Hills housewives. You say if each one has owned it or not. I'm going to think that mainly these have all been owned.
Okay.
Do you think Dorit has owned up her part in Pantygate?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think LVP has owned up to her part in favoring Dorit over Kyle last season?
No.
Do you think Erica has owned up to being too hard on Teddy when she said Erica had amnesia?
Yes.
Do you think Dorit has owned up to the fact that she was late to lunch with Teddy?
No.
Do you think Lisa Rinna has owned that she did say Kim Richards was close to death?
Yes. I said that.
Yes,
I owned it.
Absolutely. I was remembering the scene in Punta Mita, but then later you owned it.
I did. Okay. Yes. At
your house. Do you think Dorit has owned calling Rinna schizophrenic?
Oh.
We haven't talked about it.
We have to ask her.
Yeah.
You'll have to ask her that.
Who do you think has to own it in Bunnygate? Who is more wrong in that situation?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, you can't ask me.
Well, I mean, obviously you didn't do anything wrong. She didn't want it and Kim gave it back. What can I say? I mean,
Do you think Brandi Glanville has owned being too aggressive and pushing Kyle during poker night 4 years ago?
Did she own it?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Okay, thank you very much, ladies. Finally, it's a good thing that Kyle Richards didn't grow up to become a professional poker player because her facial reactions are always extra. Case in point. If all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father. Thanks to a wonderful surrogate. I love you had a very sweet reaction that night. And here's what, since that wasn't the first time Kyle served face, I'm gonna serve up some classic Richards reactions from over the years. Kyle, guess what inspired each face, okay? So look at this one. Here you are. Any idea what you're reacting to there?
Yes.
What?
Were you doing coke in the bathroom?
Yes, that is correct.
Were you doing coke in your bathroom?
There you go. Okay, let's see. Okay, what about here? What are you reacting to here?
Kim giving the bunny back to Rinna.
Yeah, it's all gonna be me.
I brought the bunny.
Okay, what about here? What are you reacting to here?
Oh, that's when Dorit called Camille a stupid.
Camille, you're a stupid.
I spelled it.
Okay, wow. 3 out of 3, you're killing it. Okay, what about here?
Oh. Lisa Vanderpump driving off because we weren't paying enough attention to her.
Okay. To my husband, he'd rather spend time with me tonight.
I have to say that was a pretty good exit. Okay, here.
Mary
what
Alexis
about
Carrington?
What about here?
Oh,
that's Lisa saying that bringing up Munchausen.
Yes,
wow. Munchausen syndrome has been renamed factitious disorder.
Yes. Oh my God. 5 out of 5 here. Okay, let's keep going.
What season is that? I think that was when Brandy said that Adrian had a surrogate.
Wow, you are amazing.
We just heard comments that bitch made, so I want to get out of here.
Wow, you're amazing. Wow.
Okay, last up. You have 6 out of 6. Let's see if you can ace this. 7 out of 7. Take a look at this.
Oh, she said, you're boring. I'm not boring. What is it? It was between Erica and Dorit, and Dorit said, you don't talk, and she said, well, at least when I talk, I say something important.
Okay, you got the location.
Don't you ever get in my face, yeah. Lisa.
Dorit, off.
Okay, you're in the ballpark. I'm giving it to you, 7 out of 7. You got the location and everything. That's amazing. Teddy, Natalie asked Facebook and wants to know if we will ever see your dad and Meg Ryan on the show.
You know, we're going to have to see how that happens. They're pretty private. Like, yeah. They even see me with my phone with my Insta story, and they're like, what are you doing?
Kyle, Martha M. wants to know how your relationship with Kathy is these days.
It's good. We were just at her house celebrating my birthday.
So much fun.
Yeah, we were doing karaoke.
So
and
much fun.
Yeah, it was a hilarious.
Who else was
it's
there?
It's on my, what?
Who else?
Erica was there, of the Housewives. Erica was there.
Dorit.
Yeah, it was the five of us. And nice. Then, of course, my other friends.
Kathy.
And,
yeah,
my sister Kathy, yes.
There was a Jenner.
Kris Jenner was there, yes.
Rinna, Brett B. wants to know which housewife you think is going to have the worst time rewatching this season.
Oh, well, probably you for a minute.
Teddy's like, why me?
I'm like, what do you mean? Now
well,
I'm like this.
Probably you for a minute and probably LVP.
And me. I'm not excited.
Yeah.
Sam A. emailed, Lisa, when you were with, this is a deep cut, when you were with Bethany and Luann, when Bethany called Luann a snake at that fashion show, season 2, episode 7, if I'm correct, did you ever imagine that you would be a housewife one day?
No. Right. Never.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Courtney from Kentucky, what's your question for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Hey, Andy. Hey, ladies.
Hi.
My question's for Rinna, and I wanted to know, when was the last time you saw Kim Richards, and what's your relationship like with her now, if there is one?
Well, I have seen Kim, and I think that you have to watch the show.
Because the last time you saw her was on camera on the Beverly Hills Housewives.
That's right. The last time I had seen Kim was at the reunion when I got the bunny back. So you're going to have to watch the show.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Does the bunny come up in conversation when you see Kim?
What do you think?
Yes.
As Rinna's taking her ring on and off.
I'm like taking my ring off.
Let's go to Debbie from Indiana. Hey, Debbie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, ladies. My question's for Teddy.
Okay.
Why did you decide to post a photo on Instagram showing that Lisa Vanderpump used a stand-in for the cast photo this year?
To be shady, really.
That's called taking accountability for your actions.
So owning
Let's go to Margo from San Diego. Hey, Margo, what's your question?
Hi. Oh, hey, sorry. Hi, guys. Love you.
Hi.
I have a question for all the ladies. We see Brandy back in the mix this season. So what are each of your relationships with her?
There isn't one.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't seen her in a long time. I bumped into her once at the post office, and we were nice to each other, and I was like, great, and that was it.
I run into her at parties, and we're fine. I mean, I don't have a relationship, but I'm fine with her.
I don't know her.
All right. Let's go to Mark from Cincinnati. Hey, Mark, what's your question?
Yeah, hey, Andy. Quick question.
Hey.
My question is for Teddy tonight.
Okay.
Teddy, what has been the biggest difference for you between your first season and second season of being a housewife? You have new allies, new enemies?
I think everything shifted because I know everybody better now. So at the first season, I was just getting to know everyone, so I was a little bit more quiet. That's not really who I am. I kind of say what I think in the moment once I know people. So I'm just more comfortable, and I've built stronger friendships because of it.
Yeah, you're going to get to see a lot more Teddy this season.
Good or bad.
Teddy.
Matt L. texted, Lisa Rinna, are you going to do any more of your Instagram stories where you watch old episodes of Beverly Hills? That was a classic.
Well, you never know. I still have a lot of episodes to go.
Yeah, you really do.
I do. I probably will go back. It was fun, wasn't it?
Kyle, yes. Hillary G. Emailed, what did Mauricio get you for your 50th?
I haven't chosen it yet.
Oh.
He took all of my friends. We went to Mexico, and he asked me to pick, and I couldn't decide, so I said I would decide after.
Wow, very good. Ooh. It's game time, everybody. Kyle recently celebrated her 50th, although you wouldn't know it by looking at this bikini photo that she posted that day. Hell yes. And since Kyle is not the only seemingly ageless housewife around, it's time for How Old Is She?
I'm going to
go through some of our favorite timeless ladies. You will each say how much time you think she has spent on this earth. Whoever gets closest gets the point. Okay, how old is Ramona? Kyle.
60.
61.
57.
She is 62. Rinna gets the point.
Woo!
Okay.
She looks amazing.
How old
she looks
is it. Vicky? Kyle.
57.
56.
59.
Rinna gets it. She's 56.
Woo!
Okay. How old is Lanithia Leakes? Kyle.
51.
Rinna.
52.
49.
She is 51. Kyle gets the point.
Okay.
How old is Kelly Dodd? Kyle.
45.
43. 42.
Rinna gets the point. She's 43. Wow. Okay. How old is Portia Williams? Kyle.
39.
36. 37.
Teddy gets it on the nose, 37. Okay.
They all want to kill me right now.
The powerhouse in pigtails, Margaret Joseph's from Jersey.
Ooh.
Kyle.
I'm very scared to guess because I don't know. You can't tell with anybody these days.
Okay.
It's really hard.
Pigtails make it harder to guess.
52.
Okay.
49.
Okay.
53.
Rinna gets it. She's 51. Okay.
Wow.
How old is Melissa Gorga? Kyle.
I think she's 39.
I think she's 40.
That was my guess.
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, 38.
She is 39. Okay. Kyle gets it. Let's do one more. How old is Kim Zolciak Bierman?
Oh, no idea.
40.
40. I know she's 40.
Oh,
you know she's
40. Well, she just.
Well, then she's 40.
Okay, well, there you go. She is. Thanks for playing. Rinna wins the game. Let's go to Anne from Minnesota. Hey, Anne, what's your question?
Hey, guys. This question's for Kyle. What was your reaction to Paris Hilton ending her engagement? And were you surprised at all?
Not really. Not really, no. I mean, I knew she was very happy when she got engaged, but I wasn't surprised. She's so busy. It's really hard to be in a relationship when she lives on a plane, traveling everywhere.
Did you watch the documentary on Netflix?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, it's so good.
I did. It's really good.
Man, is she media trained? It's hard to get anything out of her. I interviewed her recently.
We'll come on together.
Yes.
You'll get a new pair.
Oh, okay, good. I like it. Kim S. wants to know, Rinna, what is the one thing you've done on Beverly Hills that embarrassed Harry Hamlin the most?
Oh, that's a very hard one.
That's a very hard one. You'd have to ask Harry Hamlin, but I don't think I've embarrassed him.
That he likes a full bush?
No, he loves the.
That's called bragging, Andy.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've embarrassed him. I may have done things that make him shudder.
Okay.
But I don't know if I've embarrassed him.
I think your radio show embarrassed him the most.
My radio show?
Anyway. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, no, anyway.
Oh, right. You said some stuff on the radio.
I don't even know how to about a mouse.
That was on Jenny McCarthy, though.
That was
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Okay,
next.
Did Sarah Michelle Gellar post a shady post on Instagram about a photo shoot that the girls did?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Did she?
Teddy, Julie asked that, I love seeing your brother on Vanderpump Rules. Is he still working at Sir? And has he hooked up with any of the servers?
I mean, you're going to have to tune in to watch that. I mean,
good.
We'll see.
Okay, good. I want to tune in for that. Kyle Edwin B. said, I saw you were at the Kardashians' Christmas Eve bash. Did it get turnt? Who was the drunkest guest? Does that get turnt?
Did we say turnt?
Is turnt? Yeah, turnt.
Is turnt part of our vocabulary?
It was so unbelievably over the top.
Yeah.
You know, usually it's at Chris's house, and this time it was at Kim and Kanye's.
Right.
And it was like literally a winter wonderland of like, you didn't even know where you were. It was like the snow, and I was like, is
nothing says Christmas. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Lisa Rinna, who's brought us endless joy with these moves. Yeah. Outfits and all the looks. Move over, Lilo. It's time to do the Rinna. Oh my God, who could that be? Oh, it's the gay shark. It's time for a dance party. Dance, everybody. I want to thank everybody for being here. Dance. Come on over. I want to thank Kyle, Lisa, Teddy, Farrah, and Alexia. Hey, everybody, we're back with Kyle, Lisa, and Teddy. Season 9 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premieres Tuesday at 9 on Bravo. Behind the bar, it is Farrah and Alexia. Let's go back to the phones. Tiffany from California, what's your question?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tiffany.
My question is for the QVC queen herself, Lisa Rinna. I was wondering, since Vanderpump said you were not as engaged last season, how much more engaged will you be this season?
What do you girls think?
I think you're always engaged. Yes, I think she's engaged.
I am more engaged this season in a way that I guess Vanderpump's probably not going to like. I mean, careful what you wish for.
Also, Rinna, Rose D wants to know if you still see Eileen Davidson and how is she doing?
I haven't seen her for a while. I'm in touch with her. But, you know, she was in the fire. I mean, her house was almost burned down.
I know.
I think she's doing great. You know, their film just came out. What's it called? Something about?
I forgot what she was just posting.
Las Vegas. It was at the Palm Springs Film Festival.
Oh, great.
It looks like she's having a great time.
Ruby C wants to know, Kyle, any update on if you're going to move out of your new house or not?
It was the holidays. Everything was looking so nice and cozy. And then my family said, we don't want to move. We love our house. So right now we're there, but you never know.
Alyssa C wants to know, for all of you, who has the best wardrobe this season?
I mean, you really brought it.
Did I step it up?
Yeah, you have to say.
Guys!
Yeah. Nice. I think you really stepped up your game.
Thank you.
You always look great and elegant, but...
Hired a stylist this year.
Really?
That's the truth. Wow. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I hired a stylist.
It's great.
Meanwhile, Ted and I are like, do you have any extra?
Meanwhile, I'm like, I forgot to do my nails.
Yeah. No, Teddy stepped it up big time this season.
Last call of the night. It's Randy from Minnesota. Hey, Randy, what's your question?
Hi, everyone. My question tonight is for Kyle. Kyle, when was the last time you spoke with Ken Todd, and what can you say about your current relationship with him?
The last time I spoke with Lisa or Ken was when I was at their house and we were going to have a talk, and then it ended up being a disaster, which you see in the trailer for the season. And, you know, I think when you're kicked out of someone's house, it was really strange for me because I'm so close with them and I haven't spoken yet. I've sent a text and an email, but, you know, I don't know if I'm blocked or I'm... supposedly blocked. But yeah, that's the last time we spoke, unfortunately.
I want to thank Kyle, Rinna, and Teddy, and Farrah, and Alexia. For more, click around BravoTV.com.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek.
Sorry, I didn't even have time to talk to you. We were so not ready to be open that night. She came to my restaurant. That's why I wish she'd come.
To which one?
My new one that I'm opening that you've never seen.
Marcus, the dum dum.
Lisa, you're so full of right now. I really am not going
to
do this with you.
I wanted Listen, you to come.
Thank I
you.
Did invite one
but
person.
You can say. Do
I
this
didn't
with
invite
me.
You.
Be a bitch to me about it. I'm not going to do this with you again. I'm really
oh,
not.
No.
I'm not going to do this with you again.
Oh, no. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.